order out of chaos. Making order out of chaos, that is the job of the scientist. From amoeba to zebra to mushroom to moth, from tick to tiger to plankton to predator, from fur to fish to fowl to fur bearer, over 2 million living species have been described. Many more remain to be discovered. Many others have lived and become extinct. How to make sense out of the great diversity of life forms that inhabit the earth, that grow upon it, that live in its waters? That fly through its air? And that tread upon its surface? A tool was provided by the 18th century Swedish botanist Linnaeus, who devised a system to categorize and group organisms by similarities and differences in primary characteristics and systems, such as the skeletal, nervous, and digestive systems. Linnaeus originated the binomial system of nomenclature used today to designate both an organism's genus affiliation and its species uniqueness, maintained for the most part by its inability to reproduce except within its own species. The first major division used by taxonomists was to place animals and plants into separate kingdoms. In this series, our concern will be only with the animal kingdom. There are obvious familiar differences between the higher plants and animals in overall appearance, and even at the cellular level. Plant cells are surrounded by rigid walls made of cellulose, while animal cells are not. There are obvious differences at the behavioral level. For the most part, plants are sessile, while most animals are capable of locomotion at least during some portion of their lives. There are obvious differences in how nourishment is obtained. Plants use photosynthesis to manufacture their food from inorganic components. Animals ingest complex compounds and digest them. However, these differences between plants and animals are not so clear-cut in the lower phyla. Among the protozoa, for instance, some species, such as Euglena, have chloroplasts and produce their own nutrients through photosynthesis, while many parasitic and saprophytic plants, such as Indian pipes and fungi, cannot manufacture their own food. Many animals in the lower phyla, such as corals on the left, are sessile during part of their life cycles, while many lower plant species, such as the dinoflagellates, have flagella for locomotion. Modern classification is subject to constant revision with increased knowledge and observation. In fact, the combination of animal-like and plant-like characteristics in the same organism has led contemporary scientists to define the kingdom Protista in which to classify them. Classification based on morphology and physiology assigns an animal to progressively more exclusive ranks until it reaches the species level. All of the species pictured here belong to the animal kingdom. All except the butterfly have notochords during some stage of their lives. All the rest except the turtle are in the class Mammalia, and thus are warm-blooded, have hair, and suckle their young on milk secreted by mammary glands. The camel, order Artiodactyla, is not a member of the order Carnivora. The lion is. The Carnivora are meat-eaters, equipped with sharp, tearing teeth and strong jaws, and includes predators such as the cats, bears, wolves, and foxes. These four animals are all members of the cat family, Felidae. All except the cheetah have retractile claws. Because of this and other unique characteristics, the latest scientific thinking tends to place cheetahs in a group by themselves. The bobcat is a member of the genus Felis, which contains the smaller cats. The lion and tiger both belong to the genus of larger cats, Panthera. The lion, species Panthera leo, is the only truly social cat and normally lives in prides on the plains of Africa. Tigers, species Panthera tigris, are not social and live in the forests of Asia.